Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we're here every single Monday through Friday bringing you the information about our Catholic faith. And we share it also with others who are not Catholic, and vice versa, by the way. And anyway, this week we're going to be speaking with Allison Gingras. Allison is the author of the book Encountering Signs of Faith, My Unexpected Journey with Sacramentals, the Saints, and the Abundant Grace of God. And she has the unique distinction of being a fellow member of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Yeah, she's coming from the Diocese of Fall River, which is in the southern part of Massachusetts. It actually covers, obviously, Fall River, New Bedford area, and all the way east to Cape Cod and the islands. So she's going to be talking to us about her book, which discusses her journey of adopting, with her husband, adopting a child from China who was hearing impaired, and also that whole experience. And she mixes her writing on this with her prayer life. So it's a fascinating book that we can look at. It comes to us from Ave Maria Press. And so let us call Allison so that we can connect and hear all about her powerful story and that she puts in her book. So let's switch over now.
Hello.
Hi, Allison. We're going to talk about your book, Encountering Signs of Faith. Fascinating story. And maybe what we can do is begin with you telling us a little bit about yourself. I should add that the audience here, I'm on a Christian station, not a Catholic station. So my audience is both Catholic and non-Catholic. And maybe you want to tell us a little bit about yourself in a way that my audience would understand.
Well, I came to the faith through the scriptures. I had been born a Catholic, but I didn't really spend any time in God's word. And then I was invited to a Bible study, and I actually kind of almost didn't go. I said, oh, I'm Catholic, I don't read the Bible. And I didn't realize, I didn't realize that was such a huge part of my faith. I've been sitting in, you know, church all those years and hearing the word of God and not realizing it was the word of God. So I said yes to this invitation, and the more I spent time with God's word, the more I realized this is a God that was trustworthy and who loved me and who was faithful and had good things for me, even if I didn't see them as good sometimes, that he only willed good for me. So I came into the faith that way, and then I don't do things halfway, Father. I kind of jumped completely in, and I ended up leaving my position as a preschool teacher and going into full-time Christian ministry.
Wow. Is that with the Diocese of Fall River?
Well, I just said, I don't do things halfway. I work for the Fall River Diocese. I work for Family Rosary, and I also have my own ministry where I write and speak.
Oh, very good. So you're actually the second guest I've had in a month who's worked with Family Rosary. That's Father Peyton's organization.
Yes. And it was a crazy intercession by Father Peyton that brought me to that job. I did a novena to him, which is a 9 days of prayer for an intercession, special intention. And all I asked was that the Lord use my gifts and talents where he best saw fit. And just shortly after I finished that prayer, I received a job offer for Family Rosary, which I didn't really apply for. I was working with Catholic Mom, which is one of their entities, and Family Rosary found out about me through them and offered me the job. And I thought, now, if the founder of the ministry comes looking for you after you pray to him, it's a pretty good sign that's where you're meant to be.
Oh, isn't that something? That's something. And, you know, something I just want to explain to those who may not be Catholic. We believe in the church. We believe those in heaven and those on earth are all still part of the church. So just as you would pray to someone who might be next to you and say, gee, could you pray for me? We do that also with those who we believe are in heaven.
And I had people here praying for me as well. So I love that we're kind of this whole communion of people who pray together and for each other and with each other. It's such a gift that God's given us to be able to pray for and with each other.
With each other. And yes, that's so true. That is such an intense part of what we're all about. And I was just, I'm going to be talking to someone later on who brought up that our American individualism is something that is counter to that. So some people don't understand that combination of the two.
Right. I think it's wonderful that God created us, that we need each other. Like, we're not created in a silo. We're created in a family. I mean, we're created by a God who himself is triune, who lives in, who is community, right? Three in one. So of course we need each other. And I love that we have this gift that we can give of prayer.
Yes. Oh, that's a very powerful way to put that. I like that, you know, which is true. Reflecting the triune God, who is essentially three persons but one God, and then we're called to reflect that as on. And that's a great way to put that.
Thank you.
So tell me about your book. Is fascinating because you're talking about your experience of adopting your daughter from China, and she is deaf. So, and you are not, obviously. So what led us down that path?
Prayer. Honestly, prayer. My husband and I had two boys at the time, elementary school, and we just were open to life, as of course, but we had had some difficult pregnancies, and we just wanted the Lord to show us where he would like us to increase our family if that was his will for us. And so in prayer, I started to really feel this draw to adopt. And I was nervous about it, and I knew my personality, and I know there's millions of children who need good homes, and I wanted to offer them, but I knew I'm kind of a selfish person, I got to be completely honest, and I didn't want to share her. So it made sense that through some really remarkable circumstances, which I share in Encountering Signs of Faith, the Lord led us to not only which country he wanted us to go to, which in our case was China, but what the exact adoption agency we would go to, how we would pay for it, and he also revealed to me that she would be deaf, and she would be 3 years old, which I think those last two things that he showed me in prayer really were an answer to my kind of begging him, like, how will I know which child you have intended for me? Because if you give birth, it's pretty simple to figure out, like, that's my child. But adoption can be kind of complicated, and you could be offered many children. And I just wanted to make sure, again, that I was doing God's will. And so he made it very clear that she would be deaf and that she would be three.
So you knew beforehand, even before they even asked you about adopting a child who was deaf, you knew beforehand the child would be deaf.
I did. I believe that God was, the inspiration that I was feeling in my heart was truly from God. In fact, so much that we started taking sign language classes because I was homeschooling my boys at the time. And I assumed that at the end, we either have this beautiful language and this memories that we shared waiting for our daughter to come home, or that I would retell this story one day and I would be glorifying God with it, which I do when I speak, but also was able to do in Encountering Signs of Faith. I believe very strongly in praying boldly and in accepting God's responses. Like, I, you know, St. Paul says to test them. So I do test them. I don't believe every inspiration I have. But over time, as I continued to pray, and this just kept being the answer to the prayer, I did believe that God was sending us a child that was profoundly deaf or hearing impaired. And so I ended up writing. So I knew when we were putting into the adoption, you know, we just put in for all, we were open to any special needs. But I just knew that when I was checking off the box for deaf or hard of hearing, that that would be the child that God would bring us. And when they called to tell us that we had a match, I wasn't surprised at all when she said, we found this little girl who's three, who is profoundly deaf, and we would really love to share her picture with you. What I didn't expect, though, was that the Lord would send us this little girl who looks just like me. And I am a 100% Portuguese woman, and this is a 100% Chinese little girl.
Oh, wow.
And yet we did look remarkably alike. We still do, but that could be because I dress like me.
Well, there is a Portuguese history to China that came from St. Francis Xavier.
I did not know that.
Yes, yes. I first got connected when I met up with a priest, very famous priest, who's since passed away, Father Rufus Pereira. And so, well, Portuguese in India, where did that? He was from India. And yes, yes, that's where the Portuguese ended up in Asia, was through St. Francis Xavier, who, by the way, his feast day is Saturday, just so you know.
Oh, my goodness. Well, apparently I need to do a little bit more research and add this saint to my posse.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yes. We're going to continue more with Allison tomorrow and Thursday and a bit of a Friday. So we'll see you then. Have a blessed day. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.